This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. For more than three decades, no American woman won the Boston Marathon. Heading into last year's race, Des Linden was one of three runners with a good chance to break that drought. She was 34 years old, a two-time Olympian with an impressive running resume, and she had nearly won the race in 2011, coming up 2 seconds short after a sprint to the finish. But she almost didn't make it to the start of the 2018 Boston Marathon because of something that happened 10 months earlier in July of 2017 in a race on the other side of the world. Only a Game's Shira Springer picks up the story from there.
It was the kind of race day that runners dream about. Beautiful weather, flat course, enthusiastic crowds, perfect conditions for fast times. That's why, standing at the start of the 2017 Gold Coast Half Marathon in Australia, Des Linden told herself, "I'm going to knock it out of the park." But she didn't, not even close.
You know, just in the first couple miles, it was like, I feel so sluggish, I feel so slow, just so lethargic. And then the motivation was just like, what's the point? Like, why do I care so much? Like, really, if I win this half marathon, change my life? Eh. Like, I just didn't care.
Mile after mile, as Linden raced along scenic surf beaches, past Runaway Bay, and around Paradise Point, the lack of motivation became more intense.
And by the end, I was like, I could be done.
Did you really think that might be it for your career at that point?
Yeah. I mean, I just did no passion at all.
Okay, how alarming was that? It's not like it happens overnight, but it kind of happens in the course of an hour and 10, 11 minute run. I mean, you go from world-class runner, professional runner, two-time Olympian to this might be over.
Yeah. I feel like it was a thing I had been putting a Band-Aid on for a long time, and it was just finally like, we've bled out. The Band-Aid's not going to work anymore. Like, you need to go get the stitches. This has been a bigger problem for a long time.
The Gold Coast Half Marathon came after 2 years of intense training for big races. First, the U.S. Olympic trials, where she finished second. Then the 2016 Rio Olympic Marathon, where she placed seventh. Then the 2017 Boston Marathon, where she was fourth. Pretty good, right? But Linden felt frustrated. She was in the best shape of her life, and she wanted better results.
By the end of Boston, it was like, okay, I know the fitness is there. Like, we just need to tweak things. Like, let's go. Let's, like, keep knocking our head against the wall here, and we'll figure it out.
After Boston, Linden took a shorter break than usual from training, just 2 weeks. Then, she didn't gradually build back her mileage. She ramped it up right away.
That probably kicked me in the butt.
And it left her shattered after the Gold Coast Half Marathon.
Like, I'm not a crier, but I finished, and I was like, and in tears, because it's hard. You're like, I think my body's done. Like, I think mentally I'm done. Like, clearly, physically, like, not responding. I hate how much work I'm putting into this to have a horrible experience and tarnish a thing I really love.
Linden went back to her hotel room and talked to her husband, Ryan. She had questions.
Why am I so tired? How did I get so bad at this? Like, what happened that I got this bad? Like, what's going on? It didn't make a lot of sense.
Still, Linden considered entering a fall marathon. Why? Because for marathoners accustomed to pushing past the pain and the fatigue and the self-doubt, the hardest thing to do is take time off, to recover, really recover, especially when running is your job. But when she was honest with herself, Linden knew running a fall marathon wouldn't solve anything. She was burned out. She needed a break from the grind, a break where she ran when she wanted to and didn't run when she didn't feel like it.
That was the process of the summer of 17.
Some days she went for a run. Some days she headed out the door, then changed her mind, went back home, and did something else. She spent a lot of time on Lake Michigan near her home in Charlevoix. She played with her dogs. She read. She stayed up late, drank good bourbon, and ate unhealthy food. She fished. She kayaked.
My thing is always to go out to Fisherman's Island, usually by myself. And it's quiet. It's very, very empty out there. Yeah, very peaceful.
And while she was out there on the water, the Great Lake that she says turns Caribbean blue and green in the summer, she didn't think about much. She certainly didn't think about her running career.
It was just go kayak and not worry about what's back on shore.
Her husband Ryan, agent Josh Cox, and sister Natalie Davila were there to offer support whenever needed. But Lyndon didn't make that easy.
I didn't want someone to talk me through it. I didn't want someone to be supportive. I just wanted to be, like, pissed. And their way of supporting it was saying, that's fine. Like, you can be pissed. And I look back and I'm like, man, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I was such a bad person.
Lyndon remembers an argument with her agent. She wasn't happy about Cox updating her personal calendar and causing her phone to buzz.
And I'm like, yeah, well, don't, like, just delete all the calendars. Like, I don't want anything anymore. Like, I got it. I'll figure it out. Like, don't do anything. Stop trying to help me. I don't know if it was like, I don't deserve it, or I don't want you to invest in me right now as an agent. So I'm like, just don't help me. I think I'm done. Like, I'm probably done. So don't waste your time being an agent for me.
Lyndon didn't run a single day in August 2017. Then, in September, she started stringing running days together, and it felt good. She ran 10 days in a row, and it still felt good. Every day she wanted to be out there on familiar roads in Charlevoix. And it wasn't long before Lyndon reestablished a training routine. By late September, she started thinking about putting a race on her calendar. And she says that was
super daunting to be like, what if I go out there and it's even worse?
Lyndon's first event back was a cross-country race in Boston. She hadn't run cross-country since her college days at Arizona State more than a decade earlier.
You go somewhere where you can't compare yourself to yourself in the past, to anything you've done before. And you go somewhere that makes you happy and has good feelings associated with it. And that was being in Boston and running the Mayor's Cup cross-country.
She didn't win. She finished fifth. But she discovered something.
Oh, I still can do this. Like, physically, there's stuff there, whether it's great or not. I can physically do it, and it's fun. Like, it's actually really fun. Like, I love competing, and I didn't have to worry about the stopwatch or, you know, a split or whatever it was. It was like, just go and try to beat some people.
During the fall of 2017, she tested herself in other short races. Then Lyndon set her sights on the 2018 Boston Marathon. And she says she was laid back about her training.
Let's not do the 125-mile weeks. Let's go 120, 115. That's fine.
Her goal? Reach Marathon Monday feeling fresh and eager to compete.
It is wet and chilly out here. I was going to say the rain had slowed down a little bit a few minutes ago, but now it's picking up again, and the wind is gusty.
As it turned out, April 16th, 2018 was the kind of race day that runners dread. Temperatures hovered around the high 30s, headwinds gusted to 35 miles per hour, and torrential rains drenched the 26.2 miles from Hopkinton to Boston. And the weather thinned the big crowds that usually line the course.
It was so bad that it was comical, like the rain just dumping on you. You're soaking wet, like, I don't know, after 1 minute out there, and you know, we have a few hours ahead of us. We're wearing jackets, like, this is going to be a long day.
It had been 33 years since an American woman had won. And early on, Lyndon sensed it wasn't going to be her day. Around mile six, she told fellow American Shalane Flanagan that she might drop out. She also said, if you need something, let me know. Shortly before the half marathon mark, Flanagan made her now infamous porta potty stop.
I don't know that I've seen that in the situation that we're in right now.
No, I haven't.
Lyndon slowed to wait for Flanagan.
There's little doubt in my mind that Des Lyndon waited for Shalane to help her work her way back up to this pack, which really split apart.
Around the same time, Lyndon saw another American runner, Serena Burla, do something even crazier. Lyndon told the story at a recent live event in Boston. Burla had started the race in a singlet and shorts, no jacket, and
she realized she wasn't going to get to the finish in what she was wearing. Like, she was going to get hypothermic. So Serena sees a trash can and is like, I'm going to get the trash bag, empty it out, punch a hole in it, and wear it. She wore it the rest of the race. But I'm looking back at Shalane's running in the bathroom, and there's this bag, like, billowing. I'm like, what is happening? This is a circus. Like.
Then, during mile 21, right after Heartbreak Hill,
as they have about 8K to go, Lyndon now gets to the front. I'm surprised at this, Al. Just tuck in behind Shazier. But nonetheless, let's see if she's trying to put a surge on and break away.
And she's doing it.
From there, Lyndon pushed to the finish. As she ran through Cleveland Circle and Coolidge Corner and Kenmore Square, she extended her lead. By the time Lyndon passed Fenway Park, her closest competitors were minutes behind. Her stride was easy and confident, her head up, her eyes focused on the empty road ahead. Lyndon turned right on Hereford Street, left on Boylston Street, and saw the finish.
The rain continues to come down, and now the drought is over. An American woman wins Boston as Lyndon wins in Boston.
Lyndon's husband Ryan and agent Josh Cox rushed to embrace the new Boston Marathon champion. And for the second time in less than a year, there were tears at the finish line. On the race broadcast, amid all the cheers, you can just barely hear them tell Lyndon, "You deserve this. I'm so proud of you." And they were talking about more than the result.
That's only a game's Shira Springer. Des Lyndon will be back in Boston to defend her title on April 15th. Do you know what helps recreational marathoners pass the time during those long runs on the weekends? The Only a Game podcast. Or at least, that's what my friends who still go on long runs on the weekends tell me. Hi, Tina. Hi, Tiffany. If you're looking for a good way to pass the time while running or driving or cleaning the house, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast. It's the best way to make sure you never miss a second of our show. Former University of Texas El Paso football player Jean-Andre Moore has written music since third grade.
I changed the lyrics to Mambo No. 5 to talk about all the fish. A little bit of coho in my life, a little bit of Chinook by my side, a little bit of rainbow's what I need.
More recently, Jean-Andre helped make a rap about a historic college basketball team. That's coming up on Only a Game from NPR.